listening to the Head in the Clouds podcast, a proud member of the Converge Podcast Network. Now to the man with his head constantly in the clouds, your host, Ryan Romeo.
That's right, English announcer lady. This is the Head in the Clouds podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you get your dream off the ground. My name is Ryan Romeo, and welcome to our week 11 of our 12 weeks to getting a dream off the ground. And I can't believe we're at this point. And what a crazy season it's been. What a crazy season to be dreaming and to be pursuing something that God's given us. But that's what God calls us to do. He calls us to do crazy things. And I really feel like I've been feeling for quite a while now that for anybody who has the guts to get something off the ground in this season, I think God's going to put an extra dose of grace on it. I'll just say it that way. I feel like there's something anointed about building something on a foundation of faith, building something in a season that it doesn't make sense. I think from that sort of soil, from that sort of groundwork, God does some pretty amazing things. So for those of you that are, you know, you're seeing in the midst of, you know, election craziness and COVID craziness and lockdown craziness, all of the things that are going on around us, when you are a person that continues to dream big dreams for God in that environment, I think God does something very special through that. And so for all of you that are jumping in, following me along these last few weeks, really praying that you can join in with all of us that are out here still dreaming, out here still asking, what if we did this and what if we did that? And as a family, I really do hope, I keep saying that, as this podcast, for people that reach out to me and I'm connecting with them, I'm really feeling so connected with you guys as we're doing this together, as we're diving off this great faith cliff together in taking dreams off the ground for God. It's a huge thing. And it's so beautiful and it's so wonderful and it's what we need to be doing. And when you're surrounded by darkness, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to let your light shine bright. And I think as we Christians are walking in faith, we're walking not just with what we're seeing with our eyes, but with faith in who Jesus is, when we take something off the ground, it shows that much more light in the darkness. It shows that much more hope in a hopeless situation. And today we are talking about something really important. This is out of my Head in the Clouds book, the book I came out with, when was that? 8 months ago? 7 months ago? Something like that. It just flies by. But today I want to talk about networking. I want to talk about connecting with people in a Christian way. You know, and we hear so many people go, you know, don't network, don't, you know, connect with people. Like if God is in it, really you shouldn't be, you know, lifting a finger. God's going to lead you into everything. And no, I really do believe that God partners with his people. I really do believe that God blesses when his people partner with one another to do something for him. And networking can be done in a non-cheesy Christian way. And right off the bat, I just want to say, I am not a huge fan of self-promotion for self-promotion's sake. And so what do I mean by that? I mean, I am not a big fan of people that just get out there and they simply want a huge amount of Instagram followers. And when you ask them why, they just are like, oh, I don't know. I want to be influential, you know, or I want to be a famous YouTuber. And you're like, okay, well, why, you know? And we talked about that last week. Your why is so important. Why are you doing what you're doing? And ultimately, it's got to fall back on, do you feel called to do it? Do you feel like it's something that the Lord's telling you to do? Is it something that your friends bear witness to? Is it something that the Holy Spirit bears witness to? Is it something that really is ultimately deep down going to glorify God more? And have you defined your why good enough yet, you know? And we talked about that last week. Defining your why is so important. It's not just enough to say, oh, I want to do a, you know, a Christian tour for God. Well, great. Well, why? Why do you want to do that? And if you don't know the answer to that, you're going to really stumble in this area. But if you know what you're going after, if you're going, okay, Lord, I've been seeking you. This is week 11 of 12 weeks. I've been spending some time in prayer. I've been spending some time asking you, Lord, what you're doing. And now I know what that is. And I need some help to get it off the ground. We live in this crazy time where you can reach out on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook to people that you've never met before, but might be very well connected in the area that you want to go into. And reaching out to them is okay. That is okay if it's built on this foundation of you feel like the Lord's calling you to do it, and you are really trying to make the most out of his kingdom and really try to invest in what he's got going on. We talked about this probably week two or three. How do you really determine that, you know? But if you've gone through all that work and you're at this point where you're like, okay, I'm here, now what? You know, how do I network in a Christian way? Early on in my life, in my kind of early 20s, I started realizing this. And I had some dreams that I felt like God gave me, and I've talked a lot about that with Outcry and everything else. But I knew I needed to make connections with people who were influential. And so I started just emailing, cold emailing people that I looked up to. And, you know, at the time I was really in graphic design and I felt like the Lord had called me to do that. And so I sat down one day and I reached out to anybody that I could think of that I looked up to. And I basically wrote them a message that was, you know, kind of like this. Hello, you know, so-and-so, fill in the blank. My name is Ryan Romeo. I am a huge fan of you and what you do, and I might expand on that a little bit more on the things that I really love about them. And then I would get down to the point, and I would say, hey, I'm a graphic designer, and I do web design as well, and I would love the opportunity to do some design work for you, even for free, and you could check it out and see what you think, you know, and I would say, I say something along the lines of, I know you get a lot of emails like this, you know, and if the answer is no, no problem at all. I just wanted to reach out and, you know, offer up those services to you. And I wrote an email like that to a bunch of different people and just networking, really networking. It's, you know, it's like maybe in the past you would go to a party and you'd hand out your business card. It's like these days, you could jump on Instagram, you could jump on email and just go, okay, I'm going to just reach out to these people. And the only person that got back to me was David Crowder. And he got back to me and said, hey, if you come up with some ideas, you know, I'll take a look at them, you know, which is a very non-committal thing for Crowder to say. But I just pounced on it. And a week later, I sent him a web design idea. And a week after that, I was working with Crowder and Passion. And it all came from, it really came from networking. And it really came from reaching out to people. And I really do think it's like, you have to have that, and we talked about this last week, this humility and confidence that works together. You need to reach out to people that are influential with humility of going, hey, no problem, you know, if you can't do it. I've had many people reach out to me and they will send me some sort of message on Instagram that's like, the Lord told me that I am going to be X, Y, or Z. And now, brother, I am reaching out to you and I am asking for you to use your platform to communicate about, you know, this big thing that God is doing, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the whole tenor is it's not humble, and maybe they think it is, you know, maybe what they're writing and what's happening in their head, maybe the tone of their voice in their head is different than what they're writing down. But what I read when I read something like that is, hey, I am telling you, you don't know me from anyone else, but I'm telling you, God told me something. So use your platform to elevate my platform, and just trust me, it's going to be great. And for me, it's that thing, it kind of reeks of like this sort of spiritual entitlement, like, oh, because, you know, you quote, heard it from the Lord, then I have to do it, you know? And that just, you know, some of that's flesh, some of that's just my weird reaction. But just, you know, like when you're on the other side, and you have to put yourself in the shoes of the other person. When you're on the other side, you're receiving requests from people that are saying things that they want you to do for them. The person that's receiving those messages, they go through this same thought process. Like, who is this person? What are they saying? What are they, you know? Now, if somebody reaches out to me and they said, you know what, you know, Ryan, I know you're so busy and I really love what you've been all about. I loved your last book, or I love your podcast or whatever, and I've really been blessed by it. And, you know, I really want to do something to help you. I would really love to an opportunity to help you, you know, brainstorm this thing. Or I've been really, really feeling called to be in live worship events. Would you be willing to, you know, call me and have a phone conversation for 10 or 15 minutes? Those are the kind of messages that I respond to. Those are the ones that I'm like, oh yeah, for sure. If you feel like God's calling you to that, no problem, you know? And it doesn't have entitlement. It has a fair amount of humility woven into it. And you have to understand that there are a lot of people that are influential. You are not entitled to their influence. You did not earn their influence. You don't know what they did to get to that place of influence. It is not something that God gifted you with. So you are not entitled to anybody else's influence. You're not entitled to anybody else when it comes to networking. And ultimately, if you come to the table not looking to network so that they will do something for you, but looking to network because you genuinely love this person and what they bring, and you want to connect with them, that sort of attitude will come through in your communication. If you're coming at it going, I'm entitled to your influence just because you're influential, many, many influential leaders that I know field so many questions, so many people reaching out with that sort of attitude, and they just don't respond because it starts to become noise. You're going, I don't know you, and you don't know my backstory, and you don't know all the years of work that has gotten me to this point. You don't understand what God has done, you know, in this last season, and your entitlement is not making me want to help you. But if we look at networking as what Jesus said, and I love this, like his idea of leadership is so, and influence is so different than ours. Matthew 23, I love this. Matthew 23, 11 through 12, he says, "The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." So my question to you is this: when you're networking, are you trying to exalt yourself? Are you trying to get into that place where that person will exalt you? Or are you looking to connect with somebody so that you can serve them in humility? And that is a big difference. You know, if you reach out to somebody on Instagram who's influential and I don't care if they have a 500,000 followers or, you know, 50,000 followers, whatever it is, if you repost one of their posts or you tag them on your story going, man, this quote right here is so good. And then you reach out to that person and you say, hey, your content has really blessed me. Your podcast, your book, or whatever it is, your music has really blessed me. And I just wanted to tell you, you know, great job. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. If you reach out to people in that way, you are going to start building relationship, not influence. And there's a big, big difference. If you're looking to just build influence, you're going to try to ask somebody to use their influence to increase your influence. If you're looking to network in a Christian way, you are looking to encourage people. You're looking to serve people. You're looking for opportunities to help them with something that they have. And even when I reached out to Crowder, it was like, hey, you know, I'll do this for free for you. I just really want to help you. I want to use my gifts to help you out. And And if not, no problem. Like, thank you so much for taking the time to just read this email. And that sort of attitude is so, so important when it comes to connecting.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
This episode is made possible by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough outcomes. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you thrive. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Now, connecting is important, though, and there's a lot of Christians, I feel like, who hide themselves. They hide themselves in who they are in the name of being humble. And we talked about this last week, but humility is not hiding yourself. Humility is not a lack of connecting with people. Humility is not trying to hide the things that you made so that people don't notice you. That is not humility. I had this revelation last year, and I there's a lot of leaders that I interact with in the worship and creative world that, you know, they're like, oh, I want to do, you know, want to make an album, but I don't want to like be self-promotion-y. And there are a lot of Christians that get a little too hypersensitive to that. Like, there's Christians that are like, oh, so-and-so, you know, keeps posting about his book that he just wrote. And so I'm going to have to unfollow him, you know, because he's pushing his own stuff to make money too much. And, you know, and I think ultimately it's this, like, it gets down to this sort of insecurity that we have of, you know, are we secure in how God made us? Are we secure in our identity, and that what we make is not who we are, that what we do is not who we are? Are we secure enough in all of that to, number one, dive into something like an album project or a book project or something that really puts us out there? But then on the backside, and this is for me, like my own experience, even as writing, like as an author, you have to cross another barrier where you go, it's okay for me to talk about the thing that I worked really hard to make. It's okay for me to post it on social media and say, this is something I'm really proud of, you know? Now, if you're posting about it, you know, 18 times a day and people are just sick of what you're saying and whatever, you got to be a little bit careful with that. But at the same time, I think a lot of us are not in that camp. The people that are in that camp, I think it's very obvious to everybody else, like, hey, man, cool it down. Don't just be, you know, self-promotion-y all the time. You know, like, don't just promote what you're doing all the time. But at the same time, we cannot be afraid to talk about the things that we made for God. And I had this revelation last year. And I remember I was thinking about my daughter, Addin, and she's creative and she likes to make things and she loves, like, for people's birthdays, she loves to like decorate for birthdays and she loves to make cards and all of that. And I started to think about her, you know, she would draw me pictures all the time and say, I love you, Daddy, you know, and this is what I like about you. She writes me little notes. And I started to think about her and I thought, what if my daughter made something for me? What if she made a picture for me? What if she painted a picture that she worked really hard to make? And she brought it to me and she was like, Daddy, look at this painting that I made of you. And it's you and me holding hands, you know, whatever the little girl picture with her daddy is. And what if she was like, I worked really hard on this. Look at this thing I made. And I was like, wow, that's so great. I love that. And then let's say that she started walking around to her fellow classmates and started saying, look at this picture I made for my daddy. I worked really hard to make it. Look at this thing that I made for my dad. And imagine I come up to her and I go, no, 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 Addin, we are not going to self-promote here. That picture is just between you and me. do not share that with everybody else. And I started to think, of course not. I would never say that. I would say, Adam, tell all your friends. Be proud of the thing you made. You worked really hard. Is it the best painting in the world? Probably not. You're a child, but that's okay. Be proud of what you made. And I just started to think, what kind of weird attitude do we think that God has? Like, what kind of weird hangups do we think that God has? Insecurities that we are projecting onto God that he never has. These sort of like he is so insecure about us making things for him that we can't share it with other people. And I started to have this revelation where I'm like, this is, I hate to say it, I don't know how else to say it. This is just BS. This is not true about the character of God. This is not true about us that are making things for the glory of God. And if you worked really hard on an album and you told all your friends and you posted it on social media and you're like, I am just so proud of this project. It's not perfect, but I'm so proud of what I made. Do you think that God is going to be offended? Do you think that somehow God's going to say, you're robbing my glory, give it back, you know? No, no. God is going to be so proud. He's going to smile on the things that you're doing. And when you're really putting yourself out there, when you're really working hard, when you really have a genuine heart to make a lot out of Jesus, it's like we've got to stop making it so complicated. We've got to stop operating in so much shame. And we have to say, God, I made this thing and I'm proud of it. I am proud of it. And going to your friends and family and going, hey, I don't know if you know, but I have been working on a book and I just, you know, self-published it and I'm so proud of it. You know, could you take a free copy of it and let me know what you think, you know, or whatever. Like, all of that is okay. Networking is okay. Promoting what we are making is okay. We need to stop making it such a weird thing. We need to stop being, a church that shames people, and, you know, the people that are proud of what they made. We need to stop shaming people and saying, you know, don't be self-aggrandizing and don't talk about the things that you made. And we need to celebrate each other more. We all need to be taking more risk. We all need to be sharing what God is giving us, the unique things that God is giving us, blasting through that fear barrier to get on the other side to say, I actually did it. I took this dream off the ground. I wrote the first chapter of the book. I wrote that first song. Whatever it is that you feel like God is giving you, we need to be a people that take risk, that step out in faith, that build on a foundation of faith and understanding that God is a good father that loves us, that wants good gifts for us. He doesn't want bad things for us. He wants good things for us. And he wants us to truly express what's deep in our heart, so that we can shine bright and that he can receive glory from a people that are joyful and creative and taking risk and celebrating each other. That is what brings glory to God. We were just talking about this Sunday, and my pastor, David Stockton, he was given a message that I thought was really, really good. And we were talking about John 17, we were talking about unity, and, you know, we were saying, you know, unity in the world, unity with the world is not the goal for Christians, but unity with each other is the goal, you know. And we have to have unity under the banner of Jesus, under the banner of the cross, and we have to fight for that sort of unity, you know. And I just started thinking about John 17, and I love when Jesus said, they will know you by the love that you have for one another. I just think about this subject and I go, is God glorified? Are people on the outside of the church thinking a lot about God when they see people in the church create music or write a book or step out and do a music event or something? And then they hear other Christians just taking pot shots at them, going, oh, pfft, you know, oh, geez, there they go again, trying to make a big deal out of themselves. I'm like, no, that does not speak to the beauty of Jesus. That does not speak to the unity of the church. It does not speak to those of us in the church loving one another. And I'm sorry I'm being a little bit intense today, but it really does matter. And I'm just like, any of us that are listening, any of us that are stepping out right now and doing something and taking risk, and you see our fellow Christians getting pot shots, can we just be the first ones to step in and say, hey, good job. I'm so excited for you and your new book. So excited about your new podcast. So excited about your new church. Whatever it is that our friends and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ are doing, can we celebrate each other better? And can we network better? Can we network on the idea that we're not entitled to anyone else's influence, and building connections with people based on selfless serving of one another like Jesus showed us? Can we be that kind of people again? And I just think that is so crucial for us right now as creatives in the church, as people taking risk. We have to be a people that love one another and champion each other. So that is today's podcast. We are on our second to last week of 12 weeks of taking a dream off the ground. Next week is our last week. So make sure and join us for that. And make sure and jump on Instagram. I'm starting to get back on Instagram. I was off of Instagram for quite a while. I couldn't stomach it for just a little while there. All the political stuff, everything going on. It was just not good for me. It was not good for the soul. I needed to take a little break, but I'm diving back in. But Instagram at Ryan Romeo, DM me, ryan@ryanromeo.com if you want to email me. I love getting emails and instant messages and direct messages from people that are following along in this podcast. Yeah, and I appreciate all of you that are following along with this series. I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying that you have the guts to take something off in this season. I truly believe that God is going to bless you if you take off a God-given dream in this crazy, uncertain season that we're living in 2020. I genuinely believe that God's going to pour a blessing on it. So all of you out there, please keep your heads in the clouds and your feet on the ground. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.